B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Is there a guy that inspires happiness faster right now in this city than a man named Connor Barwin? This guy,
not that I know of,
embraces the city of Philadelphia. He's one of our own now. And now he is putting on, for I believe the fifth consecutive year, his Make the World Better concert. And that's happening as Connor Barwin joins us in studio right now. Connor, welcome in, my friend.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We just can't get rid of you. We love when you come around.
We don't
around.
Want to get rid of you. Don't listen to him. Damn, we don't want to get rid of
damn
you.
Damn right we don't want to get rid of you, man. Like, seriously, the athletes that take their, not just their job seriously, but also their citizenship as serious as you. You guys, I wish I could say are a dime a dozen, but you're so few and far between. That's why we appreciate you on and off the football field, man. Tell me about this concert. Fifth straight year, right?
Yeah, fifth straight year. Future Islands is headlining the show, and then Hop Along, Strand of Oaks, and Carl Blau. It'll be back at the Dell, where we had the War on Drugs show 2 years ago. 6,000 seat venue. It's in East Fairmont Park. It's a great.
I was at the War on Drugs show. It was phenomenal.
Yeah,
great show.
Yeah, awesome venue. Tickets are on sale now. We have a meet and greet ticket that's like $150 where there's food by Vetri and Joe Badia, and some Eagles players will be there an hour before the doors open. Other than that, there's, you know, $25 tickets, $55 tickets, $35 tickets, so get them now.
Okay, so it's a great music. And then you just mentioned two of like the best chefs in Philadelphia in Badia and Vetri. I mean, I'll tell you right now, the pizza will be out of this world. I mean, that goes without saying.
They're not going to do pizza because it's hard to do pizza, but they're going to do something cool. They're going to do a hoagie collaboration. So, I mean, that's perfect.
That is perfect, man. Now, how did this whole thing start? Because like we said, fifth year doing this, it all started how? Because you have always talked about, I think it was your father, coming home with like handfuls of trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that inspires you to kind of keep that going.
Yeah, so my dad used to go on runs when I was a kid, and he'd like come home with trash in his hand, and I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? And he'd be like, man, I'm just kind of taking care of where we live. It was no big deal. So anyway, so I got to Philly in 13. I started riding my bike, and we found this playground at 20th and Tasker, this kind of wooden backboards falling over, holes in the basketball court, but always like kids trying to play out there. And I was like, man, I want to do something. So I thought I could just like write a check for $50,000 and put in like a new basketball court. So I called a meeting with the former head of Parks and Rec. We met the council person, and met a bunch of people, and then talked to my parents. Everybody was like, well, you can't just like go in and pay for it and leave. And first of all, it's going to cost way more than $50,000. No, you got to like get involved in the community and work with them and help them kind of reimagine the space. Long story short, it cost $750,000, and we redid the whole site. But I had to I paid some of it, and then I had to raise some money. So the first concert, I went to see shows at Union Transfer all the time. So I met Sean Agnew. Sean's a big Eagles fan. He's a great person. He was like, man, just do everything here. We won't charge you anything. I'll help you get the bands to play for free. So that first year, we raised $85,000 at the show. I matched it. We had $170,000. We took that out, leveraged it, and that's where we got $750,000 to redo the whole site. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, we've had now our fifth show. We did a $3 million project at Smith Playground, over $2 million at Waterloo Playground. And now we're doing Bear Rec Center in Grace Ferry, which will be a $14 million project.
That's awesome, man.
That's a lot of handfuls of trash. That is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And you're still local. Like, I know you've been around the last couple of years, been around New York and L.A.,
yep.
But you're still local here in Philly.
Yeah, so every off season, me and my family, we move back. We had a great experience in L.A., playing and living. New York, great experience living there, not so much playing. So we come back to Philly every offseason.
Understood. Now, the interesting thing that there's been some news about you recently.
Yeah.
The potential reunion, maybe. You're still working out. You're still in great shape, right? And in no way are you ready to hang it up.
Yeah, no, I want to keep playing. I want to be in a great situation. Obviously, the best situation for me would probably not have to leave. I mean, the Eagles, the roster is awesome. They look like they should, you know, be in the playoffs again. Have a chance at the Super Bowl, so this is a perfect situation for me. I could kind of be, you know, somewhat like what Chris was the last couple of years, kind of that fourth edge rusher. If somebody gets hurt, I'm there to, you know, you can trust me, you know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. And so we'll see what happens. The Eagles have invested in some young guys in the draft. They have to figure out if they trust them or not. I'm going to give them some time, but if not, you know, I'll have to go move again for the season.
And the good news is now with the Eagles coaching staff, there's not that Trey Thomas character roaming the sidelines, you know, causing all sorts of problems. Am I right?
Trey was the man. I was with him. He helped me a lot. I mean, he was great working with us and the D-line because he gave us, you know, real perspective on what the O-line was thinking. And in a lot of ways, the NFL, we don't talk to each other enough. And Trey really kind of bridged that gap, which was helpful for me in my career.
Yeah, Carter did a really good job. What you did well is you made a move not look like a move. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of DNs, when the move comes, you start stutter stepping. But you did a really good job of making the move not look like a move, where you come in, step, outside spin, come in, double hand swipe. You know what I'm saying? One hand bull rush. Did a really good job of making the move not look like a move. And it was an extremely crafty rusher. Would do it the same as if what Chris Long was here. What could be that same type of person, an extremely crafty rusher that can get out there and get it done.
Mm. Yeah. That's what you see that? Look at, he's still got your scouting report.
I mean, we'll see what happens. So, you know, I've been training for a couple months. I feel good. Knock on wood, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope they get you in there. That would be awesome.
We're all rooting for it. Whatever keeps you around, basically. We just want you here.
I'm going to be here. You know, I just... Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think I, you know, got something left and think I can help the team, and we'll see.
I always ask athletes this whenever they play, obviously, in one city, and then they go to another division rival, especially. So you spent last year with the Giants, right?
Yeah.
And you're up there playing for another division rival. What is it like to come in here, like, as the opponent? Like, what's it like when you have to come back into Philadelphia? After you played here for four or five seasons here in Philadelphia, and then you come back into the environment?
Well, it was a little weird. At the beginning, it was kind of great to see a lot of familiar faces, you know, people that work around the stadium, all that stuff was nice that you form relationships with. But honestly, my experience in New York, like I started the first five games because OV was hurt. And then we were like 1-6. And so essentially we just started playing all the young guys. So it was one of my most frustrating games of my 10-year career because I was in Philly and I was ready to just like whoop ass. And I barely even played because they were like playing a bunch of young guys because they were looking to the future. So for me, it was a really frustrating game because you wanted to, you know, come play against you guys used to play with. I mean, obviously the Eagles let me go. I wanted, you know, you had all that stuff to prove. And I think I played like 10 snaps. So that was unfortunate, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
Now, one of the guys that you were around here for a long time was Brandon Graham. Yeah. Have you ever met a happier human being?
No.
Does he ever stop smiling?
Permanent smile. Yeah, the guy's a man. I mean, unbelievable ups and downs of his career. You know, had the besides the Philly special, I mean, the biggest play in that Super Bowl game. So I love BG. He's from Detroit, where I'm from. You know, again, up and down, had injuries. People didn't believe in him. All that kind of stuff. And then, you know, had the play to help the Eagles win a Super Bowl, so it was great.
Have Connor Barwin in studio right here. Make the World Better, your foundation's concert's coming up September 5th is the date?
Yeah, September 5th. That's the Thursday before Eagles opening weekend, before they play the Redskins on Sunday. And, it's at the Dell. You can get tickets at the Dell. You can just search that on Google, or you can go to our website, which is mtwb.org.
Connor, how do you look at this Eagles roster? Where does it rank in as far as not only the NFC but in the NFL? Are they a top tier team in your opinion?
100%. I mean, it all starts with the quarterback. I am a big believer in Carson. You know, I got to play with him 1 year. Obviously, you know, I think some people in Philly, I don't know, people, the guy was going to win the MVP before he hurt his knee. I've seen him around a little bit. He seems like he's really healthy, taking care of his body now. He's a little bit older. I think that makes a difference. So I think it all starts there. And then next, it's all about the O-line and D-line. And I think the Eagles are still as solid as anyone on the offensive line, which is probably most important. And then defensively, you know, DB's awesome on the edge. They still got Fletcher, who's one of the most dominant inside guys. BG is came into his own here the last couple of years. And then Vinny's back, who is kind of as Trey can probably talk about, kind of a wild man rusher, which is a great change-up player. You need that. He can play inside, he can play outside. They like Malik inside. you know, and then if they add me,
they just need a veteran guy in there.
And I got to give Jenkins credit. I mean, Jenkins is the man on the back end. He keeps everything together, and he's that kind of leadership role, which I think is very important.
So you've been working out, trying to get some weight up to get to have your hand in the ground now?
Yeah. It's crazy. I haven't been over 260 since probably 14. I went into camp at like 270 that year. And then Trey knows, like, as soon as you get older, everybody's like, you need to lose a little bit of weight. You need to lose a little weight. You get a little lighter. So I've kind of done that the last 2 years. And in L.A., I was like 255, started every game. I was a captain, had 5 sacks, was fine. And then last year, I was same thing. But this year, you know, I want to open up my options to more, not just an outside backer, but being a plea DN. So I'm up to 265 now. I think I'm going to get to, me and Kelsey are working out. We're both trying to gain 10 pounds in the next 2 weeks before camp. So I'm going to probably get to like low 270s. And I think Kelsey's going to get up to 300. So,
wow, that's a good problem to have. I was always like, I need to lose 10 more before I go to camp.
Now, can you confirm for us, because the account was not verified. The account was not verified for Jason, for Jason Kelsey.
Oh, it is. It's truly his.
Wait, so his first post? Are you going to talk about that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I was like, man, you went 3 years and that was your coming out.
You're talking about George Washington?
Yeah.
If anyone was going to honor a president from Philadelphia, it would be Jason Kelsey in this case. So he crushes a Miller Lite in honor of the first president and screams out George Washington to celebrate the 4th of July.
No, that's not the first.
What are we talking about?
No, I'm talking about Charlottesville Airport.
Yeah, there was a dookie in the urinal at the airport. That's what brought him out of retirement.
I know. He, like, wanted to share that.
And I respect that, because that is something you don't see very
often. I was talking about 4th of July. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to go to the dookie.
That was, like, his second post.
Understood.
So he's back. He's back on social media. Yeah.
Somebody tried to pull a Roy Munson in the airport urinal. You got to document it.
Very, very much. Connor, we hope not only will we see you around the city, but also wearing that Eagle green again, my man. We're all pulling for you, and thank you so much for not just what you've done for the city and the sports world, but in the community as well.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
September 5th, where can we get more information?
Just mtwb.org, or just Google search it. I mean, the Dell Music Center.
Dell Music Center. Fantastic. Connor Barwin, ladies and gentlemen. Connor, great to have you, and great to see you.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.